Christian J. Collier created the Plug Poetry Project to honor and grow the poetry community here in Chattanooga. On Saturday at 7 p.m., he will host a poetry virtual open mic on Facebook. Christian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about this open mic.
On February the 6th, we're going to be doing our first virtual open mic of 2021. We started, just like many other organizations did last year, doing virtual events, which has been really phenomenal, not just in allowing people the chance to share their work, but we're getting a lot of really quality work from a diverse palette of people. And if there was no pandemic and we were doing open mic events, we're really kind of relegated to people who are within the city or maybe a little bit beyond coming in. But since we're dealing in a virtual space, I know for the 6th, we're going to have people from at least 3 different time zones coming in and sharing work. So that's pretty phenomenal.
Everybody has been asked to bring 2 poems about love.
I like giving interesting prompts and challenges to people. And I thought that, especially being where we are now, where touch has simply become something that a lot of people don't have the capacity to do or encounter. What does it mean now when we think about love poems? So I'm asking people to really interrogate what that means for them. I'm of the mind that every poem is a kind of love poem, but the poems that I've been writing through the pandemic have been taking a surprising turn. So I wanted to kind of throw it out to people and see what they could come up with.
What are some of the surprising turns that you have found in your own poetry during the pandemic?
A lot of the work that I've been writing for maybe the past 2 years has kind of been interrogating what a ghost is. A ghost really is anything. There's a ghost of a person. There's a ghost of a touch. There's a ghost of a moment, right? All of us carry different ghosts with us at all times, and we bring them into different rooms. So when the pandemic first hit, I was coming off of a couple of losses in my family. So it's kind of the converging of how do we honor the people that we're writing about, but also how do we capture the moment and what exactly is going on within me. So the work has really kind of brought me into the equation a little bit more in a surprising way. A lot of the vulnerability, the pandemic has definitely been a character in the poems that I've been writing. I don't necessarily set out to write a particular poem like, oh, this is the poem that I'm going to write for the pandemic. I've been looking at text as being very malleable. So I'm just putting lines down and then I'm reconfiguring and then putting them together in ways that are interesting to me. And then, you know, at some point in time, I have a poem. And so that approach automatically brings me into surprise because I'm not directing what's happening. I'm just following the layers, putting it all together that way. So that's been surprising, but also at the end of it, seeing like, oh, this is totally about a meditation on the loss of Black life in the midst of the pandemic, or finding out that a friend has passed during the pandemic. But, you know, so all of these things are jumping in. But now it's definitely kept me on my toes and kept me engaged and, you know, seeing what else is there.
And beyond your own writing, beyond the open mic, what other plans for the Plug Poetry Project in the coming weeks and months?
Before the pandemic, what I wanted to do, one of the things that I wanted to do with the Plug was to make it a resource for people. And that has not stopped because life does not stop and poetry does not stop. So there are constant opportunities for publishing contests. We have a number of writers who've reached out to me this year and they're like, all right, this is the year, Christian. This is the year I'm going to submit my first poem. I don't know what that looks like, but I want to do it. So we've been having an active dialogue about here are some things that you should probably try to do before submitting to a journal. And also like what the submission process looks like. I think a lot of times, you know, when we have these conversations, it's always encouraging, but it lacks that real life part of it too. So we've been having an active dialogue like, look, you're going to get rejected. You're going to get rejected a bunch. All of us do. Your favorite poet's gonna still gets rejected to this day. That never stops. But here's what that means, and here's how you get used to it. So we're building up different muscles for people as far as that goes. Beyond that, we have a SoundCloud page that currently has one lengthy reading on it, and I'm hoping to do more with that. So that's another way to kind of reach out to the community to get more voices and more people involved. As you know, we talked about before, the docuseries, all of that is complete. That's done. That's out there and available for people. So the big thing now is just providing resources and content, different ways for people to get engaged and stay engaged. We have a wonderful community right now on Facebook. We have a little bit over 130 members. So just providing ways for them to engage and interact with each other and keep things sustained.
And where can people go online to keep up on everything with the Plug Poetry Project and find out more about this virtual open mic?
The best way is on Facebook. If you type in the search Plug Poetry Project, it'll come up. Join the group. Everybody's friendly. I make sure of that. I'm dad in there, so I'm making sure that everybody plays nice with each other. But yeah, that's kind of the hub for all things Plug right now. The event page is up right now. The list is full for the 6th, but people are welcome and encouraged to check it out. All of that's there. If you just want to say hello or you have any questions, you know, you can message me on there, or you can go to my website, which is christianjcollier.com. It also will lead you to the Facebook group. But, you know, that's more of just all of the things that I'm a part of.
All right, Christian, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.